name is Spencer Chellefort, and I am a concerned Gold Coast local, okay, a long time Gold Coast local. I grew up here, right here in Burleigh Heads. We are standing in Anzac Park at Burleigh Heads, near the Bowls Club, so you can see behind me there, there's the Bowls Club. Over here, we've got the Gold Coast Highway. Yeah, because I grew up here and I'm a long time local, I've seen with my own eyes the degeneration of the, you know, the real Gold Coast, our iconic buildings, our iconic structures, our iconic attractions that have been all the time, like ever since I was a kid, part of the Gold Coast's very fabric. Across the road there, Old Burleigh Theatre Arcade. Now that's slated for destruction. They're going to demolish it. Let's get around the other side of this bus. So they're going to demolish it, make way for obviously more high-rise apartments and also the light rail. And that's starting there. That's going to be part of the Burleigh Junction of the light rail here on the southern end of the Gold Coast. And construction's already started. Now on the other side of the Bowls Club over there, once was a church, an old church. They got rid of it as well. Just down the road there a bit, that little 4 or 5 story apartment block there, that's called the Swell Resort. It used to be called the Gold Coaster Hotel, or the Goldie. Okay, it was the Goldie. It was an iconic Gold Coast pub, and it's long gone as well, as is many other institutions, such as the Playroom. You know, that was gone back in the late 90s, but if you lived on the Gold Coast for any length of time, you will know that they're knocking down all our history, and they're making way for more high-rise apartments for developer dollars. And also, they want to put a light rail right through the middle of that highway, right there, right, Gold Coast Highway. Now you tell me, where's the room for it? Where is the room for it, folks? There is no room for it. They're going to have to widen the highway, or, in which they're doing in a lot of spots, reducing it to one lane permanently. Now you can imagine the traffic congestion that's going to cause. Now you can, as you can see, there's a Surfside bus here. These buses run up and down the entire length of the highway all day long. So why do we need a light rail, folks? Cold Rock Creamery, that place has been there for God knows how long as well. They want to get rid of it. Yeah, hi guys, so as mentioned, my name's Spencer Chellefort. I'm a long time Gold Coast local. I first moved here in 1981, and we lived right here at Rudd Caravan Park for 2 years, and then we moved to Miami to a house, and then out to Dodge City at Burleigh Park, which is now which once was Stevens, which are now called Varsity Lakes. So I have a vested interest to make sure that this small business killer known as the light rail doesn't come through here. I mean, it's a bit of a foregone conclusion. It's probably going to happen, folks, but we're going to make it as difficult as possible for them, because they are lying to people by saying that this is a popular initiative. It is not, okay, and we're going to prove that in the coming days and weeks. I'm going to go down and once or twice a week and interview business owners and property owners and locals along the route, along the proposed light rail route, and see what their thoughts really are on it. Thank you. I'm a rock and roll outlaw. I never needed any room. My life is an easy baby. It's the life that I need. Just to the left of us there is our iconic Telebudgera Creek. They've got ancient fish traps there that are under threat.
from the light rail. Right there, where all those cars are, the car park, that used to be the playroom. Iconic Gold Coast nightclub.
So we're at the intersection of 4th Avenue and the Gold Coast Highway at Palm Beach. And there's the highway there, and there's the little medium strip with the fence along it. Now, where are they going to put this light rail without severely disrupting the traffic flow by cutting it to one lane and or taking control of some of those people's properties over there? Because it's not just apartments and holiday apartments, there's actually houses along there, across the road there, that that's going to severely affect them. I'd love to go and have a word with them one day about what they think of it. How's it going? We're here at a park in Corumba. Now, I'm not sure what this park is called, but behind me is a little creek that runs into the ocean. Right, see that? The ocean's over there. And you can see there's the ocean. There's your little creek. You know, when the tide comes in, that's usually got a lot more water in it. Right, and people used to use this street, Temangum Street, to get over to Golden Four Drive at Tugan, but guess what? You can't now. You cannot. And the reason you cannot is because of this. Obviously a light rail infrastructure project. And the locals here tell me that this is going to be closed for at least 12 months. We're working on importing city asset. Well, no, you're not. You're working on a major disruption. So, yeah, so this is Temangum Street. Up there. Right, used to come through this way to get to Tugan. And you can imagine what sort of disruption this is causing for the locals on either side of that creek. Okay, so we're back on Temangum Street. And we'll just go for a bit of a stroll. There goes one of the Surfside buses, incidentally, that run up and down the highway, right? They used to come in here, into Temangum, but they've closed the bus stop, folks. Obviously, we know why, because there's a road to nowhere down there for the next 12 months or so. And incidentally, guys, those buses, Surfside buses, run up and down the highway and also into many suburban routes, are actually built here on the Gold Coast. Okay, so there's an asset that we've got actually made here locally in Australia that they don't tell you about, you know, and they don't promote the buses either, because they don't want people to use them. They want people to use this stupid light rail, which they're not going to. And we know that, and we're going to intend to prove it. All right, so at the end of Temangum Street is the Village Store, established in 1948. Okay, this I can remember coming here when I was a kid. Traditional corner store, and I've talked to the lady that owns this before, and the current owners have been here for 35 years. So we're going to go in there and we're going to have a quick chat with them and see what they think about the light rail. Yeah, hi guys. All right, so I just went into the Village store and the lovely owner in there was talking to me. Unfortunately, she declined to speak on camera, but she did say that she's been there for 35 years and once they bring that light rail through here, that they're going. But anyway, she also mentioned that there is a couple that lives around the corner whose property is going to be reclaimed by the government with no consultation whatsoever, and also they're going to only get back market value for their property, so they'll have to go and find another property for whatever that is. And I guarantee you, you're not going to get something on the Gold Coast for that now, because you know, the property prices have spiked over the last few years. So hopefully we can go and talk to him and I gave the lady my card, and hopefully she'll be able to get in contact of that man, because, you know, she said they've lived there, you know, they worked hard all their life to afford that place, and now the government are going to take it from them. So we need to talk to him. We'll wait for him to contact me through the lady in the village store, because she knows him. All right, guys, we'll go up there and have a look at that property, and then we'll see what comes out of it from there. Cheers. All I need is another road, because I'm a rolling stone. So we're here on the Gold Coast Highway at Currumbin, alright? So behind me here obviously is the highway. This is the southbound lane. On the other side of the road there is the northbound lanes. Now we'll turn the camera around. But you can see that tiny little median strip there. Tiny. Alright, so what they're going to have to do here is it'll be one lane on one side for a time, and then it'll be one lane on the other side for a time, and I believe also one lane in either direction, as well in some spots in this little stretch between Chugan and Currumbin. And just up there is the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary, the bird sanctuary. Okay, so if you go to YouTube, and I'll put the link in the description, there's a video that you can actually see the proposed route all the way from Broadbeach all the way down here to to Bulinga near the airport, just past Chugan, and it gives a flyover of the entire route, proposed route of the light rail, and it comes through here, folks. You can see what it's going to do through here. Now, let me just turn the camera around here. What does that say? Stop the light rail taking my property, okay? And you see these signs peppered up and down Gold Coast Highway, all the way from Mermaid down to here. Now, I don't know which unit it is, so I'm not going to go and try and knock on the door or anything like that. I'm just giving you an example of what it's going to be like, folks, to have your own property reclaimed and given back market value for it, which is stuff all, and expect to just take it, to just put up with it, you know? I wouldn't. So there it is there, stop the light rail, taking my property on the Gold Coast Highway at Currumbin. Now, I believe there's a few more of these up, further up the road a bit. So if we go around and check the other side of that sign out, trams out of Chugan, no light rail on the Gold Coast Highway. So we'll just go for a bit more of a walk up here, guys. Yeah, so look at this cool little house. I wonder how that's going to be affected. See, this is what I'm talking about. The sign reads, it looks backward on the camera because the camera's reversed because I'm swapping back and forth, but the message is clear. They want my front yard for the light rail, okay? Well, they didn't ask them, they didn't consult with them. They're gonna give them stuff all for it in return. How fair is that? That is not very fair, don't you think? Yeah, trams out of Chugan, trams out of the southern Gold Coast altogether. You know, they really are an unnecessary infrastructure project, folks. Not going to compete with the aircraft. Yes, yeah, so it's a major unnecessary disruption, folks. You know, if something's not broke, you don't fix it. And there's already buses running down the entire length of the highway that are built here on the Gold Coast in Australia, electric buses, you know, what everyone wants, clean energy, clean fuel, they already got them, okay? So, what's the problem? Why do we need the light rail? Righto, we're back at Burleigh, and this is the Lower Gold Coast Highway at Burleigh. Right, Acanthus Avenue. Now this Lower Gold Coast Highway has been in existence since sliced bread, basically, and it's like a route for local residents to take to get to their homes off the highway, and also it's a little bit of a shortcut. Goes down by Burleigh Heads Primary School down the road there, and we have another sign here that says no light rail, save Burleigh Village. Burleigh Pools. Well, this is interesting. Burleigh Pools, iconic Gold Coast business, has been in this location for God knows how long, decades, right? Decades, we're talking. And it's had to relocate. It's relocated and is now closed. And it moved to, there you go, Ern Harley Drive, out of Burleigh Gardens Estate. Industrial estate out there. Now it's been in this location for many, many, many years, as mentioned, and you've got to wonder why they moved. Are they getting too big for this location? Maybe, but it could very well all come in, folks, and decided to get the hell out of here. G'day, g'day. So we're just a bit further down the road, slightly from Burleigh Pools, still on the lower Gold Coast Highway at Burleigh Heads, and I'm going to turn the camera around. There's a sign up there. Stormwater drainage upgrade. Works to improve flood resilience are underway in and around Deodar Drive catchment. So it started in September, completed in December 2023, City of Gold Coast. But then we walked, 15, 20 metres away from that sign, and here it is. I think we all know what it's for. And we just walked through this and around this constructions with a detour they created for pedestrians. Very grateful of them. Deodar stormwater upgrade. Stormwater upgrade, but it's got a picture of a light rail on there. Now obviously they've got to upgrade something in there to accommodate it. Heaps of businesses around this site. If you lived in that street, you'd be severely pissed off. People say it's only a minor distraction, but it's not really. It'd be a minor distraction if it was for a week, but it's gone for over a year. So the first thing I noticed is that a lot of these businesses are closed. Margarita Cartel, license hours, it might be opening later, but this one's closed. Hair Affair, the Don, he opens a bit later. Bird on a Wire, we might go in and ask her a couple of questions. Well, unfortunately, folks, the lady in there didn't want to talk to me either. Well, we did talk and she was very friendly, but she didn't want to get on camera, folks. And once again, we can't force people to do that. But she did give me some good bits of information, and that is that Hair Affair is closed permanently and the Don is closed permanently. They moved out about 4 months ago. She's unsure whether this one just moved to a different venue or not, but yeah, that's it. Four and a half months ago. G'day. And this one here is the same owners as the Don. So there, both of those restaurants are gone. And the lady in there mentioned to me that ever since they started this construction, that she's seen a drop in customers because people don't know that she's open, because those other businesses are not open. So you've got to ask yourself, what sort of impact is that having, and how long is it going to last for? Because like I said before, if it's only a week, that's nothing. But this is going to be happening for over 12 months, this construction here, right? This one here. And all those other light rail constructions are going to go for similar time. Yeah, guys, so unfortunately, we didn't get to interview the lady up at the little bird on a wire salon. We didn't get to interview the lady at the village store in Currumbin. As I mentioned before, you've got to respect their decision not to be on camera. But I'm sure that as we get through these series of videos that I'm going to do about this, we will find people that are willing to get on camera and talk to us. So for now, I'm just going to call it a day. I don't think this video has been a total waste. We've been around, we've seen what they're doing. I'll put my argument across to you that it's very unfair that they're doing this and not consulting anybody, giving them market value, disrupting everybody's lives. And when there's alternatives that are already there, like the existing Surfside bus line, okay, those buses that are built right here on the Gold Coast. And you know, we need to start talking about other alternatives, like these tram stations and platforms are not going to have any parking at them. So what if you live in an area of the Gold Coast that doesn't have good public transport, and you're elderly, you might be a single mother with a few kids in tow, and you haven't got a vehicle, how are you going to get from your place to the tram station to use the bloody thing in the first place? So that's what we're talking about, and we want to just try and raise awareness on that. Because a lot of people don't even know that they're doing this. They just take it for granted that all the people whose property and businesses are being destroyed because of it are being compensated accordingly, and they're not. Where they pretty much just say, no, this is what we're doing, and look how good it is. And they do their surveys where they go and survey uni students and tourists at the tram stations, who are obviously going to say that it's okay because they're using it. But the uni students and the tourist folks are only a very, very small minority here on the Gold Coast. I'm more concerned about locals and what their beliefs and opinions are about how this is going to impact them. You know, because up in Southport and up in Surfers Paradise, and we'll see through this series of videos that I'm going to do, how many businesses up there have packed up and left. And because of the light rail, it's already been built there. So that's about it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this little video, but this is just the first. Thanks.